Hello, this is Alex Lloyd, and welcome to category number 2 of the Success Code's Healthy Actions. This category, this is kind of where the rubber meets the road. What everyone wants is to do what they want to do, don't do what they don't want to do, and have the results that they desire in their life. Well, that is exactly what this category is. This is the main category for conscious conflict, which we talked about is one of the things that can slow down healing for doing things and not doing things that violate your belief system. But this category and the issues in it are not the source of your problems. They're the result of your problems. It's the memories and the beliefs resulting from those memories that cause us to do everything that we do. And inaction is also an action. Not doing something is an action. And very often the problem is that you're not doing something that you need to be doing. So in this category, like all the others, you're going to address all of the issues in this category from a negative perspective first, which is harmful actions, and there are three of them: harmful desires of the five senses. Okay, that means doing things in ways that make you feel good. That's eating, drinking, taking drugs, unhealthy sexual desires, behaviors, watching television, movies, reading, listening to music. Now, you hear in there a lot of good things. Absolutely true. It's not the issue. It's why you do it that makes it good or not good. So don't look and say, oh, he's saying that reading is bad. No, I'm not. Reading is wonderful. But if you read as an escape from life, it's bad. If you read and read and read, but you never do, it's bad. Okay? So there's three things: harmful desires of the five senses, harmful desires for stuff, which is money, clothes, houses, usually things money can buy, and harmful prideful desires, which is kind of in order to be okay, I need for other people to see me and react to me in a certain way. In other words, you're fake. You're living a life that's not real, and that will absolutely eat you up on the inside. And all of those come from fear, selfishness, and deception. So you're going to find all of those issues you can recall. Include them in the prayer before you do the block breaker code. Then do the block breaker code focused on something positive: love, joy, peace, gratitude. After you do the block breaker, re-rate your issues. If you want to do more until those things come down to 0 to 1, if you're not in the 12 days, that's great. You can do them for 2 weeks until they're gone. If you are in the 12 days, just do the best you can and the most you can that day. And then after the 12 days, if you want to come back to that category and address it until all those go away, that's fine. You can do that. Then after all those negatives are gone, unless it's during the 12 days, which you can go to the positive immediately in the 12 days, even if the negatives aren't all gone. When the negatives are gone, we're assuming you're not in the 12 days, then you do the success code focused on the good stuff, okay? Your dream, your vision, the good aspects of this category. Which are some of these things? Choosing to imagine, think about, and do things that are rooted in truth and love, and that are consistent with your calling in life. Number 2, choosing to turn off or heal images that are rooted in selfishness or deception, and are love substitutes that achieve only temporary positive feelings. Giving truth and love priority in your heart over your five senses, and a number of others that are in this category as well. So we're going to address both of these, but this is a crucial category if you're in conscious conflict or if you can't seem to live what you want to live as far as your behavior and actions are concerned. Do the codes for the healthy actions category.